理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 17. Good manners.
321. Good manners are important to everyone in the world.
322. Different countries may have different manners.
323. When in Rome, do what the Romans do.
324. Please, thank you, and excuse me.Are three magical phrases that can make good things happen.
325. Say excuse me immediately if you burp, fart, cough, yawn, or sneeze.
326. Say thank you immediately if someone has done something for you, even if it's a small favor.
327. Thank you, Dad, for all that you have done for me.
328. If you accidentally step on someone's foot, you should say sorry.
329. Before you pass in front of someone, you should say, excuse me.
330. Excuse me, would you mind if I close the window?
331. Excuse me, could you tell me the way to the nearest subway station?
332. When you ask someone to do you a favor, even a tiny favor, don't forget to say please.
333. When you shake hands, give a firm handshake and smile.
334.Maintain eye contact when you talk to an individual.
335. In America and many other countries, it's impolite to ask adults how old they are.
336. Treat other people the way you want to be treated.
337. Chinese people like to ask, "What is your salary?"
338. Americans will not usually ask about your salary.
339. Chinese people like to touch a child's head or cheek and say, "How lovely you are."
340. Many American kids don't like strangers to touch their heads or cheeks.
Conversation 1.Mom, give me a glass of orange juice.
What is the magic word to say if you want something good to happen?
Oh, sorry, Mom, I forgot. Please give me a glass of orange juice.
Okay, here you are.
Oh, it's nice and cold. Definitely good orange juice.
Amy, you forgot another magic word.
Oh, sorry again. Thank you, Mom.
You are very welcome.
Conversation 2. Mom, why do Chinese people like to touch my head? Sometimes they even touch my cheeks.
That's a part of the Chinese culture. If they think you are a lovely child, they touch your head and say how cute you are.
But I don't like it. Not a bit. I'm not a pet. I'm a girl.
Well, you'll get used to it.Different countries have different manners.
But I don't like anyone touching my head.
They are just being friendly. When you are in Rome, do what the Romans do. That means you need to adapt to your environment.
What if everybody in the world goes crazy?
Then you might need to pretend to be a little crazy.
Does this mean that if I'm at one of those nude European beaches, I'm supposed to run around naked?
Do what you think is appropriate. God gave you a brain. Use it. If you really can't accept people touching your head, keep your distance from them. Why not just wear your big floppy hat and frown if anyone gets too close to you.
That might work. I'll try it.
Conversation 3. And why did you shake hands only with Mr. Johnson and not with Miss Wilson?
You don't shake hands with a woman unless she puts out her hand first.
Who said that?
That's our culture.
Nonsense. In America, your attitude is regarded as sexist or a type of gender discrimination. Why treat women differently from men? She was waiting for you to extend your hand like you did to Mr. Johnson. You never even looked at her for the whole meeting.
You're right. I'll have to change. There'll be another meeting tomorrow.
Right. You hired me to make sure you don't have any cultural problems. I'll help you. If you don't make eye contact and speak to Miss Wilson, I'll nudge one of your ankles.
Do you really think that will motivate me to change?
I'm going to wear my black shoes with the sharply pointed toes.
Maybe I should buy some cowboy boots to protect my ankles.
Useless idea. I am an expert in karate. I can always find a soft spot to motivate you. Trust me. Tomorrow, you clean up your act, or I'll start charging you for overtime.
Overtime?
I'll take you to my karate club. I'll train you to treat women in the same way you treat men.
No need for overtime. You are indeed an excellent assistant. I'm glad that I hired you. I will do better. Thank you for your dedicated commitment to good business manners.
And thank you for listening.